Welcome back to the Take Five Podcast with John Melton. What's up, guys? Just another guy back here talking about ESL teaching and traveling abroad in a room with a microphone by himself. How's it going? Got a lot of new news, or I should say a lot of news for today. Obviously, today, January 20th, 2021, the United States of America has a new president and vice president. President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris were sworn into office. This is going to bring a lot of immigration changes. They're planning to already sign some executive orders that are going to change up some things for travel and immigration and to help get the virus under control. They're calling for a big call of unity, which I think a lot of us are relieved to finally be hearing. So as soon as we can get that under control, get our respect and trust back from other nations, things will start to really pick up. So it's a bright spot for the day. Next, I want to talk about some mistakes, the biggest mistakes you can make as a new ESL teacher, or even an ESL teacher, like in general, because you see it all the time. Okay, number one, the first and most important is obvious: contract. I'm going to repeat that all the time. People walk into a bad contract, they see that, you know, some of their co-workers are getting paid more or working less and getting paid the same, and this just all comes down to their lack of negotiation on their side. You got to do your research, look up reviews for the school. They also find bad employers, but there are good employers who have less than good contracts, and vice versa. So do your research. No matter where you go in the world or what you do, if you're not happy with what you're doing, then ultimately you're not going to be happy with your life. Secondly, research your destination. Research the school itself. Some of these places have reviews or websites, and you can find almost like Yelp-like type reviews to get you information on schools. For instance, my very first school that I went to, I had no idea about it, nor did I think to check up on it. Like I said, the owner was a good person, but she was just running a very tight ship. And then I felt lied to and got negative and hopped up and ran out. But looking back on it, I could have avoided all of that with contract negotiation skills and more research. Next is research your location's currency and international affairs. If you are expecting to get a contract in Spain making $300,000 a year, then when you find it, please let me know, because I need that contract. You're not gonna, it's not gonna fall into your lap, or you finish school and it's just gonna come to you. It doesn't happen that way. You're just making yourself more marketable. You still gotta get yourself out there. A lot of teachers self-sabotage from the bat because they don't do research. If you could research a place's currency and go ahead and plan out how much money you could save, the cost of living, negotiate a good contract. Well, you see where I'm going. You're walking into a good situation. There are too many people who look at it as a vacation, or they go over there and don't work. Because let me tell you, if you want to maximize your money and make a lot of money by teaching ESL abroad or teaching English abroad, then you're going to have to work, and you have to work hard. You're going to have to maximize your time. You're going to have to negotiate that 45-minute teaching hour as opposed to a 60-minute teaching hour. You're going to have to set those pricing limits and set those boundaries, because if you let the employer get away with it once, well, you're done for. They're going to keep pushing you and keep pushing you and pressuring you into taking a bigger workload for less pay. And that's not what you want. You want the best experience you can possibly get and be able to travel around. Which leads me to my third point, is a lot of these people, they go to China with, you know, a love for the culture, and they spent all this time learning the language, and they get there and they get their vacations with, and so they have this American mindset that they're just going to stay there or work through the summer, and they never just get away or go see different parts of China, because China's so regional that from one part to the other, although similar, is extremely different. And, you know, customs, the people, the food, just to name a few things. So that's their biggest mistake. They get burnt out, and you can get burnt out anywhere, and what do? You begin to get negative, and you begin to notice all the negative things in your work, and then you begin to notice all the negative things outside of work, and they all just manifest until they have you crumbling. So to avoid all that, do your research and take your breaks. That's why they're there, for you to recharge. It's called self-maintenance, and some people need to practice it, because this work constantly 24/7 hours a day, you know, 24/7 is not healthy in the long run, no matter what your goal is. The goal is to get increased results with, you know, most efficient effort. Now, I wouldn't say the least effort, because that's not always the best route, but least resistance, most efficient route. And but yeah, and that'll lead you to a much better situation if you at least follow those tips. Now, eventually we're going to go over some interview tips and stuff, because you'll have a Zoom interview or through some other platform where you're videoing face to face to interview for this job, and you want to meet the requirements just like you would for any job, but there are certain things you want to do to really push your name and face to the front of the pile. So this all comes down to self-management, having realistic expectations, and knowing what you're going to accomplish. If I'm going to China, I know that I will never, ever be considered a Chinese citizen, no matter how long I'm there. The goal with China is to go take it in spurts, little sprints. Go for a year. Go for a year or two. Go for 9 months. And make your run, and then go somewhere else. Because after a while, certain things may become inconvenient for you. Using a VPN, or just certain other things. Maybe it's the language, whatever. Having a good change keeps your mind fresh and keeps your motivation fresh. There's nothing like traveling to a new place and seeing the new faces. It's nerve-wracking, then you settle in, and it's extremely exciting, and you're learning every day, just coming through. Everything you see through the roads, the streets, at your work, at your home, it's all new in your process and every bit of information. So don't stress too much. Don't stress yourself to work yourself to death. Have your clear-cut goal, know what you're looking to accomplish, and then frame it in a way that you can still have a satisfactory lifestyle. So for everyone looking to travel, everyone looking to teach abroad, ESL teachers that are already abroad, it looks like things are on the upswing with the new administration taking the reins, finally getting some mature leadership in front of the world stage and in front of the American people. And it looks like the prospects are pretty high. So if you're in college, keep working hard. Keep looking forward to your destinations. If you're already out of college, apply. Do a carpet bomb technique. Send out massive amounts of resumes at one time. Don't send one, wait a couple weeks, send another, wait a couple weeks. Send 20, 50 out at once. Legitimate ones to legitimate jobs, which I can help you find. Not these bogus agents who are taking 20% of your pay and not giving you an accurate description of the location that you're going to. These agents, they're not worth the post that you found them on, to be honest. So things for America are looking up economically, health-wise, travel-wise. So keep pushing. keep inspired, keep thinking globally, and keep looking forward to your journey abroad. And please take the Take Flight podcast with you. Subscribe. We have a Buy Me a Coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TakeFlightJohn. We even have a YouTube channel, Take Flight John, with me. And I got some videos on there that I can give you some explanations along with visuals. So follow along for the journey. I appreciate the supporters so far. We reached 124 on the charts in Canada 2 weeks ago. And that's all because you all. I'm just putting the message out there. It's up to you all to share the podcast, show people. Don't be scared about this information like, oh, I don't want to share it with this person because they're going to get the job and I won't. There's plenty. There's plenty for people that shouldn't be over there, but they get over there. And there's plenty for the qualified people to get legitimate jobs over there. So keep inspired, keep motivated, and keep fighting, keep working, keep doing what you got to do to accomplish your goals. Because I tell you, it's going to be worth it in the end. You're going to go, you're going to save up a lot of money, you're going to see the world, and you're going to have the time of your life. And you're going to come back to America, and you're going to invest, or you're going to come back to America and chill, and you're going to go back again. But it's a bright future. So chin up. Until next time, I'm out. Take Flight John, signing out.